Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus.
Just black and white.
They tried to beat you on Russia, Russia, Russia. That didn't work out too well.
This is the truth.
They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. Think of it. Think of it. And this is their new hoax.
This is Danny Land.
Uh-huh. That would be my cue. Let me come up to the microphone over here. Let me struggle and bring myself. Let me bring my brilliance word. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Bring that down. I got something to say. How are you? Name is Danny Chekalinsky. This is Danny Land. Our mission statement is simple. 90% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 10%. Yeah. Willoughby, Ohio, in the basement. We call it the dungeon. That's where this podcast comes from. It's about 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. What do we got going on the agenda here today? Got to go through Super Tuesday. Meghan Markle. Oh, geez. Batshit crazy girl. Talk about her. Potatoes up your butt will not cure hemorrhoids. Hey, look, that's an actual freaking headline in the paper, okay? Oh, funny phone calls are back. We got a funny phone call to make. We're going to start something brand new called Mom Moments, all right? My mother, 80 years old, down in West Palm Beach, Florida, she always speaks gems. She speaks in golden nuggets, and I'll share them with you. Oh, you know, I got to tell you about my chiropractor appointment on Wednesday. Now, a lot of people say that these guys are nuts, all right? They're quacks. I went to the chiropractor because I'm a mess, all right? Constant pain. I'm not making this up. I maybe sleep about 3 hours a night. I take 11 prescription drugs a day for my heart, my liver, my stomach, depression, OCD, bipolar, yeah, 11 different drugs a day. So I meet the guy, and he's very tan. Now, I like to put nicknames on the people. So we're going to call him from now on. He'll be known as Dr. Tan Man, all right? Immediately, he asked me, based on the way that I stood, or was standing, I should say, how many motorcycle accidents I was in. I'm like, whoa, well, how do you know that? He goes, well, I saw the tattoo. Okay, gotcha. And I said, well, how about the motorcycle accident? He goes, look at the way you're standing. You're hunched over. What was the quote? He said, how old are you? I said, I'm 55. I'll be 56 in May. And he said, well, how do you think you're going to look when you're 75? Dr. Tan Man thinks he's kind of funny. So anyhow, I told him, I said, three motorcycle accidents. Dr. Tim, this guy's good. So then he puts me on some board. He rolled a bunch of sticks on me. He put some hot oil on me. He snapped some bones. Sounds like a gay porn, doesn't it? So what's the verdict, right? That's what you want to know. Well, I've been to the guy one time, but let me tell you this, all right? After seeing Dr. Tan Man, I slept more than 7 hours for the first time in 15 years. 7 hours, 36 minutes, according to my Fitbit watch here. Yeah. So we're gonna see what happens here. Dr. Tan Man, oh, by the way, Dr. Tan Man, he thinks I'm poisoning my system with all these medications I'm taking. Again, he's a chiropractor, so a lot of people think he's not a real doctor, but, you know, he's not really into Western medicine, kind of more of a holistic doctor. But I go back in a week and a half. I go back a week from Monday. Yeah. Dr. Tan Man, I enjoy your touch. I do. Feels good. All right, let's go into the wild and wacky. I want to sound like Marv Albert. You know what that is? He picks himself up, he brushes himself off, and yes, downtown Freddie Brown for three. Yes. Old reference, sir, lost on younger generation. Let's go into the wild and wacky and the weird world that is, of course, our royal family here. Yes, let's bring them out. The ladies love when we talk the royal family. Freaking batshit crazy broad, that Meghan Markle. Pardon me. Was that out loud? Excuse me. All right, there we go. Can we bring that down? All right. So, headline, New York Post. Meghan Markle is reportedly? Is that written correctly? Meghan Markle reportedly, trying to land a role in Hollywood blockbusters. All right. Look, here's the thing, okay? This woman is a fame seeker. She's also batshit crazy. She broke up the royal family in less than 5 years. Even Charles and Andrew couldn't do that in their entire lifetime. Come on. According to the article here, she has already sucked up to Disney. If she's already done the voiceover thing that we talked about probably about 5-6 weeks ago in the podcast. Now, listen. She has put out the word that she wants to be a superhero. She wants to be the voice of a superhero in an animated film, right? Look, she said the main reason she wanted out of the royal family was because she wanted out of the spotlight, you know? I'll tell you what, bullshit. You got to throw the bullshit flag on that one, friends. She didn't want to share the spotlight. You understand? She wants it all to herself. And by the way, I mean, we can just go on from there. She wants it all. She wants her own house. She wants her own country. She wants her own friends. Now, I've been in relationships like this, and they don't end very well. Harry, come on. Harry! That's probably what she sounds like, too. Harry!
I'm getting nuttier and nuttier.
That's exactly what she sounds like, that voice right there. Hold on. Harry!
I'm getting nuttier and nuttier.
Harry, I'm getting nuttier and nuttier. Harry, can you get Disney on the phone, Harry? Let me tell you something, Harry. All right? I've been in relationships like this, and they don't end well. They usually end with a crazy bitch throwing a can of soup at your head. I stumbled across this article in the New York Post. Forgive me. Putting potatoes up your butt won't cure hemorrhoids, doctors warn. Maybe it's just me, friends, but that's a warning that really doesn't have to be verbalized to me. I question who are the people that actually need this warning. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Let me just get down here real. I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? I've suffered from the aforementioned hemorrhoids. I can tell you this too. I have never considered sticking a potato up my freaking rear end. All right? Come on. Look, hemorrhoids, if you have suffered, or if you will, or if you know somebody that has suffered, let me tell you right now, they are not a Mondo Jovial type tundra. On the other hand, I'm not really sure what a potato up my butt would feel like, but I can pretty much imagine, and you know what? It doesn't seem really pleasant at all right? A pass? Because on my luck, I'm not a lucky person. I'll get one of those giant freaking baking potatoes like they have at a Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. And I'll need one of those, you know, I'm thinking back to like when I was 7 years old and, follow me here, you know, I'm canoeing with Grandpa Chekolinski. I'm going to need one of those oars from the canoe to get that freaking giant potato up my rear end. I don't know why I'm yelling a lot today. Why am I yelling? I'm not sure. All right. As long as we're being immature, and by the way, we are, let's make a funny phone call. I got this idea the other night. I'm watching stupid Goodfellas, all right? That idiot Ray Liotta. And I thought, you know, it'd be kind of interesting if we can do like a little experiment here. We'll see how stupid the people here in Cleveland are. Here's the premise. Follow me, okay? We're going to call a five-star Italian restaurant in Little Italy in Cleveland, and we'll see if we can make a reservation for a doctor. Here comes the funny. Dr. Al Dente. Get it? Al Dente? All right. See what happens here. Hey. No, we can do that tomorrow. No, that's fine. Just make the reservations.
Thank you for calling Bruno's.
What, about four? Okay. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I need to make a reservation. Can I make a reservation for Saturday night, please? 7 o'clock?
For how many people?
Four people.
What's your first name?
This is my boss. It's Dr. L. Dente, D-E-N-T-E.
It's Al Dente?
Yes, Dr. L. Dente.
Okay, your phone number?
And there's another one, too. I got another table for four.
Well, what's your phone number for that reservation?
No. It's under the same person. It's under Dr. Al Dente. I need another table for four for pasta.
Mother, okay, sorry. For the first reservation, what's the phone number?
It's P-A-S-T-A.
No, your phone number.
Pasta. It's my name is Pasta. Dr.
Phone number.
No, Dr. Al Dente. Have you ever had Al Dente before?
Yeah, no, I'm asking for your phone number.
Oh, good God, are you not following here? I'm trying to be funny. Al Dente. There's no Al Dente. That's Pasta, you know? Hello?
Okay.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
So would you like to make a reservation?
Oh, my God, you're so funny. I love you to death. No, I'm trying to be funny. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
So can I?
Oh, good God. I'm a child. I really am. I'm 55 going on 14. We have officially entered Darwin's waiting room. Yep. There are people that are inside this waiting room that are their own fathers. All right, we have a mom moment. This is something brand new we're going to start, okay? Called the mom moment. My 80-year-old mother occasionally will text me with random thoughts, and I thought it would be kind of interesting to include the thoughts in the podcast here. All right, here we go. This is from my mom. I'm enjoying a mandarin orange. They will be out of the season soon. Okay. That's it. That's all we have. Hey, you gotta understand. In my mom's world, this is big news. All right? Having a mandarin orange is like a big meeting she used to prepare for. All right? And I'll tell you what. I haven't worked in 9 years. All right? I've been suffering, too. And I'm not trying to have a pity party, but I got to understand, you know, when I make three eggs, I will text friends of mine. I'll take a freaking picture, and I will text them and say, look what I made. And if I could get them over easy and I don't break a yolk, I'll text them again and again and again. Yeah. Super Tuesday. Holy shit, Joe Biden's back. Now, I said this guy would be gone by St. Patrick's Day. And, I hate to say this. I may be wrong. But, friends, it's embarrassing that this guy is the leader of the Democratic Party. He's not bright. He's got some sort of a mental problem. His teeth won't stay in his mouth. And when he gets to the podium, he screams like a man sitting in his own poop.
Seriously. We are very much alive! And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing. This campaign is taking off. Join us. To those folks, listen, go to joebiden.com. Sign up, volunteer, contribute if you can. We need you, we want you, and there's a place for you in this campaign. People are talking about a revolution. We started a movement. We've increased turnout.
A bowel movement, maybe.
And the turnout's turned out for us. That can deliver us to a moment where we can do extraordinary, extraordinary things.
What is this man saying? I have no idea. I mean, the last of the friends. Friends! The last time I heard an old man yell like that was I was in line and the guy won a fucking scratch off. It's like he got, it's like he got four corners in a game of bingo at the local VFW hall. You know what? This isn't even fair. It really isn't. It gets better, too. Listen to Joe Biden try and quote the Constitution. I'm laughing so hard I can't even hit the fucking button.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Jesus, good God. You gotta be kidding. I'm gonna pee my pants.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
What?
All men and women created by you know the thing.
You know the thing. Oh, you know, our forefathers once said, we the things, we the muchacolits, we the hoobie-boo.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. God. All men and women created by, you know the thing.
No, I don't know what you're saying. If this idiot is running for the HOA president, it's not a big deal, but he's running for president of the United States. You can't go out and vote for this guy, can you? All right, let's look at the other guy, the socialist, the Marxist, the communist, Bernie Sanders. His politics are very scary, but here's the thing. He sounds like a legitimate candidate. He really does. Where the hell is it here? Let me find it. Okay, listen to this guy.
You know, it's a funny thing. 31 years ago today, we won the mayoral race in Burlington, Vermont. And we won that race against all of the odds. Everybody said it couldn't be done.
It could not be done. We did it. All of the odds.
And when we began this race for the presidency, everybody said it couldn't be done.
It couldn't be done.
But tonight, I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination.
I believe that.
And we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
See, that's a politician right there. That really is. That's what you got to know about that. I think the guy's a freakazoid.
Who took my orange circus peanuts? I like to have the peanuts when I'm doing my word search puzzle. And where are my fucking slippers? I want my slippers, please.
That guy's a politician, though. He really is. So, and again, I watch way too much politics. I watch it all day. I try and keep it interesting. Now, if you want to talk about something, then send me an email. Leave a comment on the 24-hour comment line as well, so you have that option. But I need a favor from you, if you could, friends. I need you to tell just one person about the podcast. Forward it to them. Link it to their Facebook page. If you do the Twitter thing, tweet it on Twitter, LinkedIn, post it on LinkedIn. I'm not sure. Just bother somebody on social media. And I apologize about the voice. That's why I got to bring it down. I really do. So we're going to do the podcast on Mondays and Fridays. All right. Mondays and Fridays. And we will tune in again, or we will talk again. We will talk again on Monday. Appreciate you listening very much.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Dannyland.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure. sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.